Good morning. This is Mike Aylman again, and welcome to the Poetry Moment. Today I'm reading a poem of my own called The Poet's Subjects Speak Their Minds. It's a poem in two parts. Girl 1. He titled the poem Fat Girl in Red Bathing Suit, as if he were an artist naming a still life, like Paul Cézanne's still life with skull. So big deal. I'm a little heavy. It runs in the family. Friends have referred to my father as beefy, my mother as stout. Besides, I like eclairs, cream puffs, and Nanaimo bars. And someday during my very still life, I am going to visit Nanaimo and tour the bakery. Couldn't he have just written, Girl in Red Bathing Suit? It's a more mysterious title, so you can imagine any kind of girl you want. Isn't that what true poetry is all about? It's always open to a different interpretation, right? Girl 2. He titled his poem, Skinny Girl in Blue Bikini, as if he were an artist naming a still life, like Still Life with Clarinet by Georges Braque. Someday in my very still life, I'm going to learn how to play the clarinet. He could have chosen Willowy, a more appealing image by far. Audrey Hepburn was Willowy, Mia Farrow too, and they were stars. Willowy allows more creative opportunity for the reader's imagination. I mean, it is up to the reader to figure it all out. That was The Poet's Subjects Speak Their Minds by me, Mike Aylman. Thank you again for listening to the Poetry Moment.